New parak. Hey, Zion Amud Aleph. Haisha. There's a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs in the Korban Pesach, 4th Adam Shemosh, Yud Beis Dalet, it's each the fi achlu techasu al aseh, that a person has to be counted among a Korban Pesach. Now this is by the time the Korban Pesach is shechted, a person has to be in a rishima of a Korban Pesach. If he's not, it's a problem for him. It's one of the commandments of the Korban Pesach is to make sure you are counted among a Korban Pesach. Now there are certain people that we know whose Korban Pesach they're going to be under. For example, someone's wife, someone's kids. You don't have to ask them. It's assumed that they're going to be under the Korban Pesach. So you don't have to ask them. On the other hand, seems to be a machlokus is when I want to accept someone else in my Korban Pesach, what is it that has to be done? Is there a formal kinyan that has to be made between two people or just a verbal agreement? For example, Mafi wants to come under my Korban Pesach. So is it just like we just say, okay, I'm underneath yours, that's in the Rishima, or there has to be something more? At least there has to be some kind of recognition. But an assumption, no. Right? Unless it's a member of a family that it's assumed that's going to be under the Korban Pesach, you have to do some kind of agreement between them. It's not an actual kinyan. So here's the problem in Isha. Okay? The Mishnah says that Isha, Bizman Shehiva, Beit Baila, all the time that she's married, Shachar Aleha Baala, you could assume, oh sorry, Aisha Bizman Shehiva, Beit Baala, she's underneath, she got married, she's living in her husband's house, and now Shachar Aleha Baala, the husband shechted for her, we didn't ask her, we assume that she's under the husband, Shachar Aleha Avia, but she's like a freshly new married Isha, or there could be other problems, I shall mention, and the father also checks for her. Tachal Mishal Bala. It's assumed that she goes underneath the father, even though two people checked it for her. She goes, she's from the husbands. Thank you. Rashi. Tachal Mishal Bala. Mistam Adaita Limnot Al Shal Bala. We have this idea of Stam Das. There are certain people that have Stam Das. Hers is that she's going to be under her husband's. Kol Zman Shalo Pirsha. All the time that they don't separate. She died to Bishalavia. If they separate, her das is on her father's. And therefore, if there's a separation, she doesn't have to ask her father to do it. You could assume this is what's called Stam Das with Anisha.
Pirisha means to the fresh or to separate?
I understood it. Explicitly say. Okay, I was just going on ideas from the Gemara later. But Pirsha could say, well, yes, like what Moshe said, that unless she explicitly says that her das is on the father, on the father's, she goes under the husband. The minhag was that the first chag, after they get married, they eat at the wife's parents' house. So, since she's going there, now, shakar alei avia, her father shechted for her, but also Shachar Aleha Baala. They're going to eat the Pesach, they're going to have Pesach by her parents, but they both now shechted for her. So now, talk over Makom Shiyotzeh. She can eat whichever one she wants. Rashi, Regal Avishon, Kach Derech HaNesuyot. This is the way of fresh married women. Lalechet Bebeit Avim Regal Avishon. The first holiday, Shiyaka HaNesuyot. After the Nesoyin, they eat by her parents. Talk about Makom Shivotze. She can eat wherever she wants now. Gemara Mukile, Kishe'ena Vidufa Lelech Ad Haena Lebeis Avia. The Gemara is talking about when is it that she can eat wherever she wants, where she's not rushing to go back to her father's house. Normally, if it's known that they're going to go and they're going to have the Pesach at the father's house, it should be assumed. But over here, she's not rushing to go back there. Tami. Hilchach, Mitzvekalan, therefore there's a suffix, Behinikala, which one is better for her? Elian Kain Pirsha. Unless, of course, she explicitly said. Next in, Apitropis. Now Rashi says Apitropis, plural. There's an orphan over there, and you have two different people that are taking care of the needs of the orphan. So they both now came and shechted because of the offered, and they both assumed that the offering will be with them. Again, Yaakov Makom Shehu Rotze. The offering cannot choose which place he wants to be. Rashi Apitropis. Shilo Shnaim, this too. A Menuhu Zeal Pischov is Zeal Pischov. And each one appointed, vote on the Rishima, or assumed on the Rishima, this offering. Evin Shel Shnei Shutvin. Here's another problem. The mission is we're going to explain these problems in the Gemara. An Evin of two Shutvin, meaning two people have direct ownership on him. Lo Yochal Mishel Shneim. He can't eat from either of them. It's a problem. Why? Rashi explains the problem. Lo Mepitzko Shoze, Lo Mepitzko Shoze. He's stuck over here. The Thiluhim know, even if one of them, Echad Al Pisco, one of them assumed and he was part of the Rishima, Minotan Rishut Lechelek HaEcher. Who gave him Rishut on the part that he doesn't have Rishut on? Limnot Al Zeh. The Ein Zeh Tikna. He doesn't have a Kinyan on him, Ella. In Kain Vatsu Shneim. Unless there's an agreement. So again, if I own a slave with another person, I can't just say, he's with me. There's only half of him is owned by me. What about the other half? If the other person didn't, if they didn't agree to start with Shim Naim Echad, the guy is stuck. This Eved is stuck. Now an Eved has all the mitzvahs of a woman. And a woman has a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. And we'll see that developed, even though it should be as mitzvah asesh as man grama. We'll see. The mission is already assuming that a Isha and an Eved has to eat from the Korban Pesach. Last one. Misha Chetzov Eved V'Chetzov Korin. He's chetzi eved, chetzi korin, meaning he was owned by two different people. One of them freed him. So now, let's say I had a slave with Yosef, and Yosef freed his slave, and now I have a half a slave. I used to be on purpose. Let's move on. Right? And now it's he's chetzi, he's half free. So what do you do with this person? Lo yachal mishel vavo. Again, he has a problem. He doesn't eat by me, unless, of course, we had an agreement beforehand. Because I only assumed my Eved part of me. If I didn't explicitly say anything, my Eved should be with me. But this, on the other hand, he's a half person among himself. He should be able to eat what he wants. Lo yachal mishel vavo, demistama lo hayetat vavo, limnot chelek hakeres al pischo. Stam das was, I did not think about his free half over there. Unless they make some arrangement between the two of them, this person is not underneath the Korban Pesach and he won't be able to eat. Okay. Gemara. The Mishnah again says, the first regal after they get married, a woman can choose where she wants to go. Now this is a problem in Lomdus. Shemat Mina, we can learn from this Gemara, Yesh Breva. There's a concept all through Shas that retroactively, if I choose something now, do we say retroactively, that's always was. Now what's the case? The father and the husband both shechted a Korban Pesach for this Isha. Now at the time of the sprinkling, when they sprinkled the dam, who was she under? Right? We're saying now later when she goes, she can choose which one she wants to eat from. So this is after the Maaser, it's finished, they did the Shechita, and now she says, I want my father's. So do we say from this Mishnah, retroactively, we say now when they sprinkled the blood and when she was, it was shechted, we say that she was underneath the father, even though at the time of the Shechita, it was a suffix. This is called Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. This is a sugyo all through Shas and many sugyos over here. From our mission, it seems clearly, when is she deciding to eat from the father? At the time of the Achila. So therefore, retroactively, we say that when they shechted for her, they shecked, she was in mine. Oh, that's Breira. So Shemat Minah, we can just learn out from this mission over here, Stam Mishnah, no Chokim, Yesh Breira. Rashi says, Shema mina yesh breira, kai tai de daita, because we assume, makum shehi rotze, when it says, makum that she wants to eat, b'shas achila, it's talking about the leil pesach, they already finished doing the shechita, and now she chooses kemar, v'yamina nuhu v'adu shechita v'zirika da'ai pesach shafia, is darik ala lahai itata, and we choose now retroactively, that this is the one that she wanted, at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika the Dam. And the Gemara says, no. Votze b'shas Shechita. When it says in the Mishnah that the woman can decide which one she wants, it's not at the time of the Echila, it's at the time of the Shechita. Meaning she could just assume which one, but she has to say something over there. B'shat shechita, she'shalenu, we ask her. At Bia, we ask her herself, b'shat shechita v'yama b'zani, what's that? Has to be like that. Okay, v'meniu, we have a steer. Because again, what did our Mishnah say? The first regal that she's married, it's a suffix which one she wants. So at the time of the shechita, we ask her, do you want your husband's or do you want your father's? But any other time in the marriage life, we assume that it's going to be the husband's. Not just assume, it is. It's the husband's. We say that that's one of them she's under. So again, the first regal, it's a suffix. Every other Pesach after that, it's from the husband. For many, we have a price that's steered to that. Isha, a woman, regal harishon, ochelet mishal avia. Oh, it's definite. The first regal, she eats by the father. It doesn't say the father or the husband. She eats by the father. Mikan ve'elech, rotzo ochelet mishal avia, rotzo ochelet mishal bala. After that, she could choose now. That's different from our Mishnah. Completely different from our Mishnah. Now, you should know that the Rishonim, there's four different shitas in Rishonim. We'll learn Rashi's shita and we'll mention Tosfot's shita. Lo kasha, it's not a stira. Again, it looks straight out like a stira. One is it that it's a question, one is it not a question. Lo kasha. Kan beredufa lelech, kan b'she'enu redufa. One is when she's rushing to go back to her father's house, and one is when she's not. Rashi. Ochel mishel avia, minastam. We give her minastam on the first Pesach after the marriage. Matnitin, Rashi says straight out, our Mishnah is the She'enu V'dufu, where she's not rushing back to the husband's house. Lelech tamid lebeit avia. She's not rushing so quickly to go back to father's house. The bait baila chavivala. She's very happy in a new house, and therefore, even though they're going back to her father's house for the first Pesach, we cannot assume that she wants to be under her father's Pesach automatically. So our Mishnah is talking about she's very happy in her husband's house. The first Pesach, the Minhag, is to go back to the father's house. So we'll leave that as a suffix. But every case after that, there's no question about it. We see that she's not going back to her in-laws. She only calls occasionally. Hilchah. Kol shar regalim v'adai shaycha batrei. Therefore, every other Pesach, for sure, she's shaykh only after her husband. For regal rishon, and the first regal suffer. Ubrite b'redufa, when the wife says that she's running back, hilchak regal rishon, she's always going back to her father's house. Therefore, she's not so happy in her husband's house. Therefore, her mind is on the father's. Therefore, the regal rishon vadai. She knows for sure she's going to be eating there. She's happy with her father's house. Vadai. Vadai via mikan v'elech suffer. Now, what's the problem with Rashi? The very next Gemara. According to Gemara Rashi, again, when is she running after her father's house? When she's not happy with her husband's house. This Gemara now says, Diktiv, as it is written. If you're reading it Diktiv and not Viktiv, and it's written, meaning it seems like it's a Hemshek of the Gemara before, it says a Pasuk in Shir Shirim, As Aiti Be'enav Kimotzi Shalom. Then it is like, in my eyes, like someone who found shalom. What's that going on? V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, ki kala sheninta shlema v'beit chamiya. It's talking about a kala, freshly married girl, who found shalom, a very nice time. She's accepted very well in her husband's family. And therefore, redufa lelech la'agit shivcha v'beit zaviyah. Therefore, she's rushing back to her father's house to tell the praises that she's accepted. Now, according to the Gemara before, there's a difficulty in Rashi. Rashi was learning, when is she rushing back to the father's house? When she's not getting along with her husband, and she's always going back to her father's house. And immediately afterwards, we have this Gemara that says, when is she rushing back to her father's house? When
she's happy.
When she's happy there. Rashi, kimotzi shalom. When they accept her and she's beloved among her in-laws, they're learning the word shalom from shlema. They found shlemos with her, peace, completeliness with her. She's running back to her father's house to tell over the praise. So because of this difficulty, Tosfot learns the Mishnah differently. He's learning about it. When is she rushing back to her father's house? So therefore, the Mishnah and the Gemara is the opposite of the way the Rashi said. Because this Gemara is dichtiv. Now Rashi is a problem over here. He has to be learning. We just finished the Mishnah. And now dichtiv. And by the way, there happens to be another way of learning going back, but it's not the Pshat in our Mishnah. And it's new Gemaras, and it's only associated with the Gemara because it's a similar idea, and it's not a dichtiv. So that's the way Rashi is learning the Mishnah. Tosfot immediately learns the Mishnah the opposite way to keep in congruency with this Gemara. Okay, from this point on, we're going to have now a Gadot. This parak starts with a Gadot. We're going to be continuing on the idea of an Isha and the Shalom Psukim and Shir with the men and women. Achol Lano Kitana, famous Pasuk in Shir Shirim. My sister was very young, Vishadayim Einlan, she wasn't fully developed. So this is a very famous Pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, what is this talking about? Zu Elam. This is talking about the area, I guess it's now modern day Persia. It's called Elam. Shezacht Lilmod, they were Zoka over there to learn Torah. Velo Zacht Lilamed, but they weren't Zoka to teach. And that's the illusion of the Pasuk. My sister was young, but she wasn't developed, meaning she wasn't able to nurture others. Over there, Rashi.
Didn't you skip a piece more? Maybe. Could be. Yes, I skipped a piece.
And again, the gears on the side is not like that it was written. See, it's Psukim now. We're going to be discussing Psukim. V'haya b'yom ha'ho, and this Pasuk in Hoshea is very important. This Rashi is going to say we're going to have a whole over an Amud of Gomorrah on the prophet of Hoshea. So where does it all come from? It comes from this Pasuk. Rashi is going to say later. See, if it says a Pasuk that the development, the two developments of a woman, one in her, when she is engaged in her father's house, and now when she's in her husband's house. V'haya b'yom ha'ho, and it was on that day, Naum Hashem. We're going to see the whole prophecies of Hoshea. The prophecy of Hoshea starts with Klal Yisrael being very, Hashem is very upset with Klal Yisrael. And then at the end it's going to switch to prophecies that are going to be tremendously accepted. So, B'yom ha'ho tikri ishi. I am called, you called me my man, which is a more intimate. V'lo tikri li'od bali. Originally they're called Baal, my husband, and now it's called my man. Baal is a sense of rulership, where it's just the man rules over the woman, while Ishi expresses the intimacy of an Ish and Isha. So after time now, Klal Yisrael is going to call Hashem my man, my husband, at a more intimate level, politically li Baali, not just my master. Omer Rav Yochanan, this is Kekala v'Beit Aviya, v'lo Kekala v'Beit This is like the kala that was accepted in her in-law's house among her husband. Now she's Ishi, she's the Isha. She's someone who is very accepted and at a higher level of intimacy. All the time that she's in the Beit Aviyah before she's accepted is an Indian of Bailus over her, but not Ishus. Rashi? No. Rashi, Shadaim Lahani Kacherim, to nurture others. Einla, this is talking about Einlam. Einla She'ein Hana Mimena. There is no, she's not developed, meaning no one else can have Hana from her. She can't nurture and nurse others. So the illusion is, this is, the people in Elam. What was the problem in Elam? This is in the ancient days of Persia. Shahaya ba Daniel. Daniel was there. Oh, what's the problem? How do we know that? Shunemar v'ani Daniel ha'iti b'shushan. Asher be'Elam. Hamadina. Shushan was in Elam. It was in the ancient empire of Persia. What was the problem of Daniel? Zoch lilmod. For sure he was zoch to learn. He was a great man. V'lo v'avetz Torah b'Yisrael. But he never developed yeshivas. He was in politics, he was in all that world. The Gemara of Marashah over here mentions also, the Gemara in Kedushin is a similar Gemara, and they mention Mordechai.
Mordechai also was someone who was very zocher to learn, was one of the members of the Sanhedrin, but he was never zocher to develop a yeshiva. And therefore, they call on them, Acholana Ketana V'Shtayim Enla. They were never able to fully develop themselves to be teachers in Klal Yisrael. Aval Bavel, in Bavel there was something different. Gidla Ezra. They had Ezra over there, Hasofa, Dixiv. Achila Volidrosh. He was a teacher, so therefore he was fully developed, he was able to give out to Klal Yisrael, and that's a much greater praise. Okay, now that we're on the Psukim and Shir Shirim, we're going to continue with them. Ani Chomer, I am a wall, solid, v'shadai k'migdolot. My chest area is like towers. What is this an allusion to? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ani Chomer. What does it mean, Ani Chomer? Zu Torah. The Torah is a wall. It protects. The Shadaikim Migdalot are like towers. Elu Tamidei Chachamim. These are the true protectors. A wall is sturdy. You're going to have security there. But the Tamidei Chachamim are the true protection of it. The wall, the Torah develops the wall, and the Tamidei Chachamim are like the turrets, the towers that protect Klal Yisrael. The Shaddai Elu Tamidei Chachamim, Hamanikim Acherim, these are the ones that nurture others, Kishadai Ma'alu, that has, therefore, they have students, and these are the people that are like towers for Klal Yisrael. The Rav Amar, Ani Chomer, another allusion to this pasuk of Ani Chomer, Zu Knesset Yisrael. A wall, security, being part of Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. The Shaddai can be Daleobin, and what is the turrets, the towers that protect Klal Yisrael, or the towers? Elu bet the Knesset of Beit Midrasha. By going to shul and going to the yeshiva in the morning, that is the true connection. And I know in my areas of chinuch, with the youth over here, solid, they got to be part of Klal Yisrael. But they got to go to shul. Got to bring them to shul. This is the true towers over here. The shuls and the yeshivas, you keep them there. They are completely protected. They'll be okay. K'migdalot, Shemaginin al-Ador. These protect the whole generation. Okay, another allusion to Klal Yisrael. It's another pasuk. Any comic in the season? Omer Rav Sutra part 2 of Omer Rav Maidikti. What does this pasuk mean? Asher b'neinu, our children, our sons, kinetim, they are like young saplings, migdolim, that are growing, minarayim, in their youth. Sorry, asher b'neinu kinetim migdolim minarayim, in their youth they are like saplings that are growing, benotenu and our daughters kizaviot are like the corners of the mizbeach, mechotzva that are hunde tavnita the heichel of the Heichel, in the image of the Heichel. So our boys are compared to the young saplings, and our daughters are compared to the corners of the Mizbeah. Asher b'neinu kinetiim, our children are like young saplings, Elu b'chor Yisrael, these are the youth of Yisrael, Shelo tam utam chet, they never sinned, they're pure, certain purity to them. B'notem kisaviot, Elu b'tulos Yisrael, these are the sulas of Yisrael. Sha'avadot tizcheim lebaleihem. They protect themselves until they're married for their husband. That's one shot. See Rashi. Kinetiim netiyot yonokot. These are young, growing saplings. Shalom nitkalkalu adayim. There's nothing broken on them. They're developing sprouts. Falo ira behem sheva. There's no breakage on them. They're growing beautifully. And the benos Yisrael sha'avadot tizcheim lebaleihem. Stomos pitzcheihem, achim izdachol lebaleihem, ve'einam nivale lecherem. They protect themselves until they're married, and then they're with their husbands. Lashon Achen is a tremendous praise for Klal Yisrael, that in their youth, they're pure. They're kept away from any sexual deviation. Lashon Acher, shemagidot pitzcheihem shel nidah lebaleihem lefrosh mehem. Even when they're menstruating, and they have a desire for the husbands, they keep themselves solidly away from the husband, Alpha Pisha, to Ivasim Rava. Even though they desire the husbands, they keep away from them. A tremendous pleasure to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that we see whenever you have preachers from his Arayos, you see a Kodesh Baruch over there, Kedusha over there, there's a certain Kedusha in Klal Yisrael that this Pasuk is talking about. How do you know that Zaviot means something that's full and praiseworthy, that they even though they were had desire for the husbands, they refrained? Umalok Mizro Kizaviot, it was filled like the bowl, like the Zaviot Mizbeach, like the corner of the Mizbeach. Rashi. It was filled. Hakanami benotein kizaviot. Our daughters are like zaviot. Al yedesh mitmalim tayve. They're youthful and they have desires. Ve'ein nizgachim eila achi avol baleim. But they completely wait till their husband comes, and whether before the marriage or even during the marriage, is tremendous praise on the Benos Yisrael. And we have another pasuk that says Zaviot means something that is full and brimming and overflowing. From like the corners are filled and they come forth and they nourish. That shows another pasuk that it's full and it's nourishing. From the Yehun plan of the Heichel, of the Beis HaMikdash, Eilu ve'Eilu Ma'ala Aleihem, this is both going on, Benos Yisrael and Banim of Yisrael, HaKasuv Ki'ilu Nivna Heichel B'Mehem, youth that are clean, and they're Naki, from these areas, unlike the Goyim, are such a pleasure to Klal Yisrael, it's like these youth build the Heichel. They're the ones who are building the Beis HaMikdash. Kilo nivne hechel b'mehem. Tahachi mash mechotfot v'binyin hechel tavni loshin binyin. The tavni is the loshin of the binyin, of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. A tremendous praise on Klal Yisrael that you don't find in other parts and anywhere in the world, that the youth are so faithful and they wait till they get married, until they engage in relations. Okay, a period. We're now starting a new section of the Gemara. It's Haggadot on Hosea. I brought in the Hosea. I looked at it. The Hosea is a very interesting prophet. Over here, the Gemara is going to darshan on the first few psukim. It's Kedai, because tomorrow we're going to be discussing a lot of Hosea. If a person has a few minutes, take a look at the first chapter of Hosea. So we'll just quickly go through the first three psukim, and this way, when we see the Gemara, we'll know much more what the Gemara is talking about. Dvar Hashem Asher Haya El Hosea Ben Beri B'mei Uzio. You know what the Gemara starts off. The Gemara starts off with the first pasuk. Dvar, the word of Hashem Asher Haya El Hosea Ben Beri B'mei, and it was in the time of Uziah. It's funny. The Gemara says Uziah. The pasuk says Uziah. Yotam Achaz Yiskiah. These were all kings at the time of four kings that we had over here. Melech Yisrael, B'mei Yeravam ben Yoash Melech Yisrael, and we're going to see that this is a tremendous praise to a Melech of Yisrael that was counted among the Melech of Yehud, and we'll see why. Techilat, in the beginning, and the Gemara is going to explain what the word Techilat, it's Be'er Hashem Hoshea. We'll just start with the Gemara and then we'll go right to the Nach. So, the word of Hashem was to Hoshea in the days of these four kings. In this time period, there were four Nevi'im that were prophesizing during these four kings, the four time periods. The Gadol Shebekulam Hosea, and the greatest among them was Hosea. How do we know the greatest among them was Hosea? From the second pasuk, Shneamar Techilat Diber Hashem BaHosea. In the beginning, Diber Hashem BaHosea. What do you mean in the beginning? Ki BaHosea Diber Techila. Hashem spoke to Hosea first before anyone else. V'halom Moshe ad Hosea, common Nevi'im. There was many Nevi'im. What does Techila mean over here? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Techila li'arba Nevi'im. He's the first of the four Nevi'im to get Shinit Navu, the Oto Perek that was prophesizing at that time. V'elu Haman, who were the four prophets at that time that Hosea was the greatest? Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, Umicha. These four prophets, and Hosea was the greatest of them all. Vashi, B'mei Uziyahu, Mishum di'ari b'Knesset Yisrael, because we mentioned above the pasuk in Hosea that Knesset Yisrael, b'lashon Isha, haniset lebal kidyamin kimotzi shalom neked nami la'acha Hosea d'ksi b'tikvi ish kididarish l'kame. Because we mentioned Hosea, we're going to now darshan on Hosea. Ab in Nevi'im, l'kame mefarsh la'bekulam kisi b'hu b'mei Uziyahu, they're all written at the time of Uziyahu, Yosam, Achaz, Chizkiyahu, Chizkiyah, Shekulam echiu linave b'mei Uziyahu, they all started at the time of Uziyahu, v'kiv kochaya arba malachim, and we see that they encompassed, and all the four malachim were, died in their times, and they outlived all of them, and they prophesied all of them. Okay, now we're going to have a dialogue between Hosea and Hashem. So really the dialogue, it's not written in the Tanakh, but it's based on the second pasuk. The first prophecy that Hosea gets just opened up and it says, Lech, go, kach lecha eshet zenunim. Go and take a prostitute for a wife. The yeldei zenunim. And I want you to have children with them that you're not going to know if they are children or not. Ki zonet tizne ha'aretz miyachor Hashem. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has been mizana, they're going after a avodah zarah. So out of the blue, this pasuk talks about Hosea taking on a woman of ill repute. So the pasuk doesn't say anything. Where did this come from? The Gemara is now going to come and explain the background to the first prophecy that Hosea had. And there was a whole sipur before Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him this prophecy to take a woman of ill repute. Omer Rav Yochanan. Sorry? Omer lo HaKodesh Baruch Hu. This was the exchange that before we had this first prophecy. Lo Hosea. Benayich Chatu. Your children, Klal Yisrael, are sinning. Are sinning. They're doing terrible. Vahayelo. He should have answered, Loma Benayichim. They're your children. B'nei Nunayach, they're your favorite children, Haim. B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The children are the forefathers. Gadol v'chamecholim, you should just give over your rachamim on him. V'lo da'yish shalom omer kein, it wasn't enough that he didn't say that. That's what he should have said to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. El omer lefanav, he said before, Ribono shalom, ko olam shalcha. The whole world is yours, too. Avir v'yoto, b'um acherik, switch them. They're so wayward, get rid of them. That's what Hosea says. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma'aseh l'zakim teh. What should I do with this zakim? The Ben Yad explains why a zakim over here, because when a person gets older and they're not around children as much anymore, they don't have the same patience that they once had over there. So he's melamed zchut on Hosea, why Hosea was not melamed zchut on Klal Yisrael. Oberlo, so therefore he said, and here's the first prophecy, Lech kach isha zona, go and take a woman of ill repute, v'holi lecha, and you should have children with her, banim znuni. That's what he's going to say to him. V'yakakach, and after he takes him, when he has these children, omer lo, I'm going to say to her, shalcha, get rid of her, mi'alpanecha, get rid of the children, and let's see how fast he's going to be after he has these children. And he doesn't even know if they're his children, and yet they're going to be beloved to him. Ihu yachal lishaloach, and if he's able to send them out, afani yeshaleach et Yisrael. Shneamar v'yomei Hashem al Hosea, lekach lecha isha zenunim v'yaldi zenunim. And then so far and therefore it says, v'yelech, and he went, v'yikach et gomer bat divlayim. He went and he took gomer bat divlayim. See Rashi up until now. Lo dayu lishaloach me'akein, it wasn't enough that he didn't say so. Atalamad mimena, we're learning this all out from the pasuk. Starts off, go take an ishat zenunim. He didn't say this to any other navi. So we're learning, the Gemara understood that there was an exchange going on. Mitzadati kan behaga. Rashi found an amendment. Melashon Rabbeinu. I'm not sure who the Rabbeinu is. Or I think it's that I found in something from Rashi. Arba Nevi'im kula k'siv b'hu, and he's discussing how we know they're all from the same time period, even though if you go to the four Nevi'im, they mention different kings. Rashi's just showing over here that they're all really the same time period. B'mei Uziyahu. Bar, except for Micha, d'k'siv b'yotam, it says only Yotam Achaz Yechizkiyahu. Well, Biyamas lo kasid eli Uziyahu. And with ours, it only says Uziyahu. Well, me and Micha bima, but we know Micha and him at the same time. Nitnavo ela shekavar nitnage. Meaning what happened was, Uziyah went into the base of Mikdash, and he was strucken by Tzorat, and therefore he wasn't able to continue his kingdom, his rulership, v'yat v'no shofet ala aretz. L'fikach lo nikra ala shemo. Therefore, even though he's at the time of Uziyah, it wasn't mentioned on his name. Aval shlosha hayu kodem, the other three were before Shinit Star, before he got the Tzorat. Piyamos ne'marshinatayim lefnei havash, the day that Uziyah went into, he's a king and he went into the Holy of Holies, there was a tremendous earthquake in Klai Yisrael. It's mentioned in a few different prophets. It's for sure mentioned in the beginning of Amos. The Yeshaya, it's also mentioned in Yeshaya, B'yom Havas, the day of the earthquake. Tiksiv, and that was the day that Yeshaya started having prophecy. It says, V'yenua Amos Asafim, the whole piece of Mikdash moved, Shavash El Yonah, L'sof or Taktona L'volo. There was a rash above, and there was an earthquake below. K'mishpat Korach V'adasa, like the way it was with Korach and Adasa. Shehu ala kahuna, when they went against the kahuna. So too, when Uziyahu went into the Beit HaMikdash, act like a Kohen, there was a tremendous rash over there. The otu ayom nitnaga v'Hoshea kodem l'kulam. And Hoshea was before all of this. Haki gosinan omen lo, kach l'chai ish zenunim v'yachach omen lo shalcha. V'yaldei zenunim, sh'teili l'chapanim zenunim. You should have children now from this Isha, and Safik Shalcha, Safik Shalachem. Since she's of such ill repute, you're not even going to know if they're your children or not. So the Gemara, real quickly, is just going to darshan her name. Take Gomer at a divlaim. Gomer, why was she called Gomer? Omer Rashi, called Gomer Ba. Because everybody finished their tithes in her. Rashi, Biyasa, Vitaivas, and Libam. She was a Zona. Bat divlaim, what does it mean? Bat divlaim, like two divlas over here. Dibarva bas dibarva. She was a prostitute, the daughter of a prostitute. Divlaim Rashi, Shtei Dibo, the Domer bat Domer. Domer bat Domer, she was similar to her mother. Vishmul Omer, why was she called Divlaim? She metuka b'fi akol kidvela. Like a fig was sweet, she was sweet in the mouth of all. She was a prostitute. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, she akol dashim bat kidvela. Everybody was with her, like the pressing of figs. Dava Ache, what does Gomer mean? Gomer has a different connotation. It's a connotation of a prophecy. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Shebikshu legomer mamanu Shisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to finish off the possessions, the money of Klal Yisrael, be a mayor during her days. Rebbe Yochanan Omer Bozu, it was already, they were already looted the Gomer already before her days. Shenemar ki Ivdan melech Aram, Ve'asimam kiafa ledush. They already plundered Klal Yisrael, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan said that it has a different context.